From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to be the country's next ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor. Charter school advocate Betsy DeVos has been chosen for education secretary. And Ben Carson, a retired neurosurgeon and a former Republican presidential hopeful, says he's been offered a cabinet position as director of housing and urban development, but it's not clear if he plans to accept. Iraqi-led forces say they have completely surrounded the city of Mosul, effectively cutting off Islamic State forces from supply routes to their main stronghold in Raqqa, Syria. The paramilitary force, Hashed al-Shabaab, says it has linked up with Kurdish forces along the road that runs from Tal Afar to Sinjar, thus cutting off access to the road that leads to Syria. Pakistan says cross-border gunfire from India Wednesday killed at least 11 civilians in the Neelam Valley of Kashmir. It says three of its soldiers were also killed. The Pakistani military says retaliatory fire by its troops killed at least seven Indian soldiers, but India has not yet responded to those claims. The latest skirmishes came a day after the Indian Army vowed retribution for killing three of its soldiers by Pakistani troops across the disputed Kashmir border. Colombia's government and the country's largest rebel group, known as the FARC, are set to sign a renegotiated peace agreement on Thursday. The revised document will be signed in Bogota by FARC leader Rodrigo Londono and Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. For more on these and other stories, check out our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.